Looking for a great way to enjoy some good wine and some food in a festive location? Then uncork some fun at the Decanter Wine Festival at Pimlico Racecourse. And joining us to tell us more about it is Regina McCarthy. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Mary Beth. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. So this is a two-day festival, actually, right?
Yes, that's right. We've extended it to 2 days this year, and we are so excited.
All right, so we go there and we buy a ticket, and then we get to sample a lot of Maryland wine. Is that how it kind of works?
Yep, absolutely. We're going to have 20 local wineries, all Maryland wineries there, and the general admission passes offer unlimited samples of all of those wines and admittance into the festival, where there's going to be some great food vendors who have their food available for purchase. We're going to have art and craft vendors, live music, and the horses racing around the track all day long. It's great up-close and personal view of the turf and dirt races of the day.
Oh, this sounds very civilized. If for people who love to go to the Preakness, this is just a little bit different and probably smaller and more intimate. And
that
sounds great.
Yep, that's so right. It's going to be smaller, a smaller crowd.
Yeah, oh, sure. So talk about, if you can, a little bit about Maryland wineries and how that industry is doing these days.
Absolutely. Well, we have 55 wineries in Maryland now, and they are all over the state. The Eastern Shore, Southern Maryland, out in Western Maryland, Baltimore County, Harford County. They're just popping up all over the place. So this is a great way to get out and try wines from a local winery, from many local wineries all in one place.
Can you name a few of them?
Sure. We're going to have Bassignani Winery, Bordy Vineyards, Dijon Vineyards, Elk Run, Knob Hall, Layton's Chance, Legends Vineyard, Terrapin Station, Woodhall. Those are just a few of the wineries who will be there this weekend.
And what are the hours of the festival?
The event is from 12 to 6 both days.
Okay, and if you buy one ticket on Saturday, is that good for Sunday as well?
Nope, they're one-day tickets, but we do have two-day passes available as well. And we have advanced tickets on decanterwinefestival.com. That's where all of the information about the event is. Those advance tickets are available until Friday at noon, and they don't have any of those pesky fees attached to them. All that is built into the price, so they're the same cost as buying them the day of. So we encourage folks to buy in advance in case it does sell out, but we will also have tickets on site at the event so they can come on up.
Yeah, Regina, this is the second year you guys have done this, is that right?
That's right. We had a bit of a rain out last year, and so we decided to extend to 2 days this year, but it was a great time. Everybody who was there enjoyed themselves, and it's just got a lot of great ambiance. It's a really fun event.
All right, the Decanter Wine Festival, and I think some WBAL personalities will be there on Saturday and on Sunday.
That's right.
At Pimlico Racecourse, Regina McCarthy, thanks for joining us to tell us all about it.
Thank you so much.